Hello everyone, welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Football Fever. Remember that at the end of my podcast I always have an explanation of some grammar points. Football Fever. American football is an autumn sport here in the US. The season goes from September until December, approximately. Out of my three sons, only my youngest likes to play it. In fact, he loves it. His last game was a couple of weeks ago, as middle schoolers have a short season. We went to the local high school stadium and sat with a small crowd to watch the game. It was a chilly day, so most people had brought blankets and warm coats. I am more accustomed to football, as in soccer, and rugby, and so it has taken me a while to get used to the stopping and starting that take place in American football. The sport was based on rugby when it was first invented, but evolved during the 1870s into what it is today. Here in the US, it is called football. They call football soccer, to distinguish between the two. In order for a team to win, it has to first have possession of the ball, and then advance into the opposing team's end zone. A touchdown is the term used for a goal, just as in rugby we say a try. There are also goalposts that the ball can be kicked through. So you can see how American football is a hybrid of rugby. My son's team ended up losing, but it was a great game. A few times the possession of the ball changed from one team to the other, and that is always exciting. The sport is the most popular in the country, and the amount of children who play it increases each year. Its following on television is also huge, with last year's Super Bowl having 114 million American viewers. Okay, let's have a look at the three grammar points. Number one, it takes a while or it has taken a person a while to do something, and that's followed by a verb. Remember I said it has taken me a while to get used to American football because of the stopping and starting. Well, it's a very common expression. It takes a while or it has taken a while. So let's see some useful examples. A. It takes a while to get onto the highway because the traffic in town is bad. It takes a while to get onto the highway because the traffic in town is bad. B. It takes me a while to wake up in the morning. It takes me a while to wake up in the morning. Number two, to distinguish between. Well, it's similar to saying to show the difference between or to tell the difference between. A. We can only distinguish between the twins when they are wearing different clothes. Or you could say, we can only tell the difference between the twins when they are wearing different clothes. Let's hear that one again. We can only distinguish between the twins when they are wearing different clothes. Or we can only tell the difference between the twins when they are wearing different clothes. So, To tell the difference is used when we figure out or calculate the difference. But to show the difference is used when you are explaining what the difference is. So to tell the difference is when you are calculating what the difference is. To show the difference is when you are explaining it. B. Can you distinguish between your father's voice and your grandfather's? Can you distinguish between your father's voice and your grandfather's? And number three, when I said they ended up losing, when I was talking about Robert's game, they ended up losing, to end up doing something. Well, that's a very natural sounding expression in English. And what it means is the end result was, or the end result was that they lost the game. You could simply say they lost the game, but they ended up points to all the effort and time that was put into the duration of the game. It gives more weight to the idea of this game taking place. A. We won 8 out of 10 matches and ended up going to the state championship. We won 8 out of 10 matches and ended up going to the state championship. B. My car broke down and I missed the bus. My bicycle had a flat tire, so I ended up walking to work. My car broke down and I missed the bus. My bicycle had a flat tire, so I ended up walking to work. Well, that's the end of today. Remember, if you need an instant download for your smartphone, my app, A Cup of English, is available for iOS and for Android. And you're all welcome to join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.